Doctor.
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 And doctor. Well, we miss anyone?
Is Northwestern Medicine BP? Call Dr. Morse right now.
A lot of people ask, they say, Steve, and I say, what? They say, how'd you meet Dr. Mose? And I said, well, we were both working together as stuntmen on Fletch. Remember when Chevy Chase had to pretend he was a doctor? Dr. Kevin Mose, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. The pursuit of better health care starts here. Doc keeps getting promotions. He's been asked to run another part of the hospitals under Northwestern's umbrella because he's really good at his job. And we also always appreciate your time, as you know.
Yeah, great. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing fine.
It's nice starting the week on a Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah, I went through, several weeks where I was only doing 3 or 4 days, so I'd like to get back to that as soon as possible. Because, you know, the grind, Doc. I mean, I'm not out of here most days till 10:15.
I mean, really, 4 hours of work.
Yeah, well, by the time I get down to my car, we're talking 4:15, 4:20.
Yep.
We can't take care of this issue all in one segment, but we're going to start today. Diabetes. The statistics are not good.
No, not good, and actually continuing to get worse. Diabetes, the biggest part of diabetes that is continuing to get worse is what we call the type 2 diabetes. And we used to call it adult onset diabetes because it was mainly in later years in adults. But unfortunately now with the issues of obesity in this country, we're starting to see this in young kids even. So that's the biggest growth right now.
30 million people in America have diabetes. 90 to 95% are type 2, which means they get diagnosed after they're born at various ages. And you said the biggest growth area is kids because kids are sitting around playing video games instead of getting exercise and eating better. And that's on all of us.
Yeah, and the bigger number that's kind of scary to us is what we call the pre-diabetics. That's another 85 million people who have abnormal glucose tests when they're tested, but not to a point where they're at 120, 125, and we're saying you're diabetic. But they're higher than where we want them to be.
1.4 million new cases of diabetes every year. Cost of the U.S. healthcare system is over $325 billion. Look, it's a scourge, and it's preventable. Type 2 is preventable. How curable is type 2?
Type 2 is curable for a lot of people just with diet and exercise, and they would never get to the point of being type 2. Type 2, our pancreas, which is where we get insulin, type 2, they're making insulin just fine. The body gets resistant to the insulin as we put on more weight, unfortunately. So really, the cure for type 2 diabetes is, hey, get out there, continue to exercise. And the senior study that came out was the one that's probably the one that's got a lot of people's attention. It is a little bit scary for the type 2 diabetics.
Scary, obviously, because it can kill you after it starts, cutting off your limbs, Mary.
You don't know this about me, Doc Mose, but I have always been against the putting this nutritional information on all the food because I don't believe it makes a difference. As you're saying, more kids have type 2 diabetes. We've had more information as of late, and it's not helping people make better decisions. I think those things have to be on the boxes like, hey, you keep consuming this, you're going to get type 2 diabetes. More like a cigarette warning, this causes cancer. Like, let's start giving, because the numbers don't mean anything to people. Sugars, what does that mean? But hey, you're going to get this. This can cause this. If you don't move 3 miles after eating this, you're going to, like more actual information.
You're absolutely right. You look at the nutritional information now that's given in restaurants was never there when we were growing up. The nutritional information on all the food was never there. But you can just put it on there. But if we don't do the education for the kids and let them know about this, and especially the adolescents, we're going to get to this problem of continuing obesity, and it's a tough trend to break after you get to a point of being a large individual.
We've seen some pushback in society when it comes to the nanny state, these laws that get put on the books about soda tax or otherwise to try and limit the consumption of this kind of sugar. Does the medical community and the soda communities and the other communities that use this kind of sugar need to come together and have a better understanding or a better dialogue of what this is doing to the human body?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're doing probably a terrible job at getting the word out. We're really good at treating illness, but we need to turn that around, just like you're saying. What time is it now for the doctors to start to promote wellness and start to promote those things to make sure that people don't get to that point? The problem is we get paid to take care of that versus we don't get paid to try to stop it. But we still need to get the word out there to say, all right, everybody has to realize when we were growing up, it was a McDonald's for a town. Now you can't go, you know, a mile without passing three McDonald's. The convenience aspect of it is terrible. The size of the drinks and the food that you eat when you have those sodas is just calorie laden, and you know, the next thing you know, we have this problem with obesity, and with it comes type 2 diabetes. And we talk about obesity, but people don't realize that type 2 diabetes, you're doing damage to your kidney, you're doing damage to your heart. Your chance of a heart disease as well as a stroke just about triples. You have kidney problems. The number one reason for dialysis in this country is diabetes. Vision problems. So we have to understand that this is not just about being obese. It's the damage that you're doing to the end organs that are going to continue to have a great quality of life.
Healthcare costs are a big deal. A couple of people couldn't afford insulin, actually died. Does the healthcare industry see this as a crisis, or is it just the rest of us?
Absolutely. This is probably one of the biggest frustrating things, I think, with medicine. You know, insulin was found by two doctors, Banting and Best in Canada. When they saw that they were using this in dogs and it kept their blood sugar down. You know what they sold that patent for? $1 to the University of Toronto. And you would think, wow, insulin should almost be free. There's no...
Right.
The bad thing is these companies now have taken it and perfected it and changed it. So it's long-acting, intermediate-acting, short or rapid-acting. And with that, the patent goes away. So we've seen the price double since 2013, and it's actually tripled since 2002.
The good news is that there is a potential huge breakthrough in type 1, right?
Yeah, there's some really cool things about type 1. You know, the vaccine portion of it, we know that type 1, you know, kids are born, you have a pancreas, what's going on? For some reason, diabetes, they're looking at saying, this is a lot like arthritis, where the body is attacking the pancreas and saying, I'm going to damage all these cells because I think they're foreign. So what we're seeing is this vaccine that we used to use for tuberculosis, and it's still used for tuberculosis across the country. Whether that turns off that or slows it down, we're starting to see that people who get that, what we call BCG vaccine, actually have a lower incidence of diabetes, and their pancreas continues to function. So more work on that. I don't think BCG is going to be the answer, but I think we're going to start to see, is there a vaccine that can stop us from attacking the pancreas so that these individuals will have a functioning pancreas the rest of their life?
Much more on diabetes when we continue with Dr. Kevin Most in the weeks ahead, along with every other health issue there is. That's his deal. He has to cover all of them. We post his notes with the podcast. You can get the podcast everywhere. That'll be up when, Sandberg?
In about 10 minutes.
Okay, there you go. So you can read the full text of Dr. Most's notes. Northwestern Medicine, the pursuit of better health care starts here. Dr. Kevin Most, thank you.
You got it, man. We'll talk to you soon.